Well, let me tell you what we could have done with all that money. Hi, this is Charles Goyette. So there was the Fed's monetary base, and it was going along at about $800 billion, a little below in 2004, a little above in 2006, but it was about $800 billion. And that's all the currency and all the deposits that commercial banks have with the Fed. So it was about $800 billion when suddenly 2008 rolled around and shazam, the Fed doubled it to $1.6 trillion by just printing money. It printed money to buy trash securities from the banks and some of the downgraded debt of the U.S. Treasury. And so there it was running along at about $1.6 trillion, $1.6 trillion when shazam, it doubled again to $3.2 trillion. And shazam, now it's $4 trillion. So to help out the crony banks, the Fed has printed about $3.2 trillion since 2008. Now that's a lot of money, but how much is it? Well, thanks to the folks at Phoenix Capital Research, I can tell you, they've provided us some dramatic examples of what we could have done with all that money. With the $3.2 trillion the Fed created, we could have, well, we could have mailed a check of $10,223 to every man, woman, and child in the U.S. Or we could have bought back all the U.S. debt that's owned by China, Japan, Belgium, as well as debt acquired via investors through the Caribbean islands. We could have bought all of France's economy for a year, or the UK or Brazil, depending on its preference, and still had $600 billion left over. We could have treated every person on the planet, everybody on Earth, to $200 five-star dinners at one of New York's top restaurants, along with a night's stay in the Big Apple. We could have bought every human being on Earth a PlayStation 4 gaming console, one for everybody, and still had enough money left over to buy all of Peru's and Ireland's economies for a year. And finally, the Fed could have spent that $3.2 trillion to create 12.8 million jobs back in 2009, each job paying $50,000 per year, and we'd still be making payroll on them with that printed money today. So that's what we could have done with all that money. Now, Phoenix Capital says it's just an absurd notion, right? But then again, spending $3.2 trillion on anything without any evidence that your policies are really working is absurd too. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.